Acts chapter 28. And when he had escaped, then we found out that the island was called Malta. And the natives showed us exceptional kindness, for they lighted a fire because of the rain and the cold, and received us all in a friendly way. But when Paul had gathered a bundle of sticks and laid them on the fire, a poisonous snake came out because of the heat, bit into his hand, and held on. And when the natives saw the venomous creature hanging from his hand, they said to one another, "No doubt this man is a murderer, and though he has escaped from the sea, yet justice has not allowed him to live." However, he shook off the creature into the fire and was not harmed. But they expected that he would swell up or suddenly fall down dead. Yet when they waited a long time and saw that nothing horrible happened to him, they changed their minds and said that he was a god. Now in the surrounding area there was some property which belonged to the chief man of the island, named Publius, who received us and took care of us courteously for 3 days. And it happened that the father of Publius lay sick with a fever and dysentery. So Paul entered into where he was, and having prayed, laid his hands on him and healed him. Then after this happened, everyone else on the island who also had diseases came and were cured. These also honored us with many presents, and when we sailed, they put on board the things which we needed. And after 3 months, we set sail on a ship from Alexandria, which had wintered at the island whose ensign was the twin brothers. Then we landed at Syracuse, staying there 3 days. From there we made a circuit and arrived at Rhegium. And 1 day later, a south wind sprang up. On the second day, we came to Puteoli, where we found brethren who begged us to stay with them 7 days. And so at last we came to Rome. And when the brethren heard about us, they came to meet us from as far away as the market of Appius and the three taverns. When Paul saw them, he thanked God and was encouraged. And when we got to Rome, the centurion delivered the prisoners to the commander of the garrison. But Paul was allowed to live by himself with the soldier who guarded him. And it happened that after 3 days he called together those who were the leaders of the Jews. So when they had gotten together, he said to them, "Men and brethren, though I had done nothing against the people or the customs of our fathers, yet I was taken prisoner in Jerusalem and delivered into the hands of the Romans. After having questioned me, they wanted to free me, because they found no reason to put me to death. But when the Jews opposed it, I was compelled to appeal to Caesar, not that I have anything of which to accuse my nation. Therefore, this is the reason I asked to see you and to speak with you, for because of the hope of Israel, I am bound with this chain." And they said to him, "We have not received any letters from Judea concerning you, nor have any of the brethren come here with this news, nor spoken badly about you. But we want to hear from you what you think, for concerning this sect, we know that it is spoken against everywhere." And when they had scheduled him a day, many of them came to where he was staying. To these he expounded the matter from morning until evening, testifying about the kingdom of God, and persuading them concerning Jesus, both from the law of Moses and from the prophets. And some believed the things which were spoken, and some disbelieved. So when they couldn't agree among themselves, they left after Paul had spoken one final word, saying, "The Holy Spirit spoke perfectly through Isaiah the prophet to your fathers when he said, 'Go to this people and say, you will hear with your hearing, yet will in no way understand, and you will see with your eyes, yet you will in no way perceive. For this people's heart has gotten fat, their ears have difficulty hearing, and they have closed their eyes, so that they will never perceive with their eyes, hear with their ears, or understand with their hearts, and turn around, so that I would heal them.'" This is a quote from Isaiah chapter 6, verses 9 and 10, and chapter 42, verse 1, and chapter 49, verse 6. "Therefore, let it be known to you that this salvation of God has been sent to the Gentiles, and they will hear it. And when he had said these words, the Jews left, having a sizable debate among themselves. So he stayed there 2 whole years, in his own rented house, and received all who came to him, proclaiming the kingdom of God, and teaching the things concerning the Lord Jesus the Anointed One, with all boldness, without any restrictions. This is the end of Acts chapter 28, and the conclusion to the book of Acts. The Father's Life New Testament Version was translated and produced by A Grain of Wheat Ministries, not by the reader, Wayne O'Connor. We hope you enjoyed this segment of the Father's Life New Testament Version. The Father's Life New Testament Version, in its entirety, is available for free at www.agrainofwheat.com. Request your copy today.